can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
It's Rosie on the House, Independence Day celebration. Did you know the Declaration of Independence was not signed on July 4th? It was penned on July 4th. We didn't have all the signatures for as much as a month after that. Just a little trivia. We've got Michael and Sam and Leonard and another Michael. Two Michaels on the line. We'll get to you answering your questions. And there's one open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Where do you want to go first?
But I'm going to give everyone that hasn't read our article a chance to go do so. We're giving away our Diamondbacks tickets in this break. We will ask a trivia question as we're going to bottom of the hour news. If you know the answer to that question about displaying the American flag, you can text that in to 411-923. And everyone that texts in during the news break will just select a random winner.
Okay.
But you've got from everyone that answered correctly. So if you think you know everything about displaying the American flag, you're probably fine. If you'd like a chance to win and you're not sure, just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on our blog, and right there you will see how to properly fly American flag. Click on the article, read it out, and you know, generally we don't make you go through this many hoops, but we want to make sure all of our listeners know how to properly fly the American flag. So this is how we're helping assist that.
So there's a question that
if you'd read it, you'd learn.
Okay.
And everything about flying it, and we'll ask something that's answered in that.
Okay, got it. Got it. Only way you can get our blog, the only way you can get our weekly article, guaranteed delivered to your house, is subscribe at rosieonthehouse.com. We don't sell your names or your list to anybody. It's absolutely, positively the safest place you can go. Now, can I go to the phones?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which one?
Well, who's been on hold the longest?
Leonard. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, guys.
We'll take them first to last. Good morning, Leonard.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good. What you wrestling with today, my friend?
Okay, I know it's a hot heat, but it don't really make sense to me. I've got my house down to 80 degrees at 3 in the morning. I wake up at about 8 o'clock, and it's already 86 in there with the air off, because I turned it off at 3 when it was 80. What's with the 6 degrees? being over 90 even.
Yeah. What's the vintage? How old is your home?
The 60s, 62, I believe.
Yeah, that's probably the problem, Leonard. Back then, you know, we were only paying about a penny and a half per kilowatt of electricity, so it didn't pay to put in good windows. It didn't pay to put in good insulation unless you've done some supplemental work. Your house isn't built to hold that indoor temperature. People ask me about super cooling all the time, and I tell them, look, if you're in an older home, not properly insulated, or if you're in a modular home that was built prior to the 90s, you're in a home that probably just isn't insulated well enough to hold that temperature. So a 6 degree increase in that time frame that you're talking about, what doesn't surprise me at all. I would start taking you would be another perfect proponent for getting a whole house energy audit. It only costs $100. It's the best $100 you can spend, because it will identify for you where are those thermal leaks that are allowing your house to lose the cool and gain all the residual outside heat. Get a whole house energy audit, Leonard, and let's take a look at it together. Once you get it, give me a ring back. Let's talk our way through it and see where the biggest voids and violations are. The house is an envelope, and it's protecting you from the outside environment. Every time we put a hole in that envelope with a door or a window, we're seriously stressing and challenging the ability to maintain what happens inside that envelope. And then if the envelope is made of tissue paper, you as well are going to have a hard time. Now, if that envelope is made out of 2-inch thick styrofoam, you have a lot better luck.
I really feel for Leonard. If he know that there's only one way you know the house got down to 80 degrees at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was a long night for that poor man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's only one way you know.
Want to take another call?
Okay.
Let's see.
Line
we've
it
got
up
time.
Here, man.
Squeeze in Sam in Tucson's next on the line. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Got a question on flat roof coatings.
Okay.
What do you guys recommend, white or silver?
White. White.
Because okay. I heard silver has a higher reflectivity.
Well, I've seen tests both ways, but and I'd be curious to see what tests you're reading. But I'm telling you, in my experience, Cool Coat or Elastec are the right ways to go. One of those is made right in Tucson, and go with the reflective white. Home Depot sells a product called Cool Coat. That actually,
I think the Fire White by Henry, or is there another one called Cool Coat too?
Well, and the Henry's product is a great product as well. The tests I've seen on all of those products, either one of those two have the highest reflectivity and the ability to repel heat.
Here's your trivia question for the Diamondbacks tickets.
Yes.
When displaying the American flag in a cluster of flags, let's see, you got your American, your Arizona flag, your LSU flag pole, where do you put the American flag if all the poles are the same height?